This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Chen Li. Now we're turning our attention to what's happening later today. The 2022 Winter Games will be hosted by China. That starts today, the opening ceremony, and it's being held under intense international scrutiny.
Yes, because they're juggling with the challenges of organizing a major sporting event amid this Omicron wave. Additionally, it's also facing intense Western criticism over human rights abuses related to the persecution of Uyghurs in Xinjiang and its handling of Hong Kong. So several Western countries, including the US, UK and Australia, have imposed diplomatic boycotts on the Games.
Yeah, so observers said that while the West's absence highlights the tough geopolitical challenges facing China, President Xi is expected to ride on the momentum of the Games to push forward its development agenda. So how will the narrative of these Games be shaped, and what will the outcome of the US-led boycott lead to?
So for a perspective on this, we're now speaking to Philip Kain, the China correspondent for Politico based in Washington, D.C. Philip, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. So the Winter Olympics will kick off with the opening ceremony in just a few hours. What do you make of China's efforts to shape the narrative of the Games amid its zero COVID policy and also ongoing tensions with the U.S.?
These Games are going to be the most memorable Winter Games in history for two main reasons. The first is, of course, that China is executing the Games under extreme COVID mitigation measures, what they call the closed loop system, which essentially subjects all athletes and officials to bubble isolation away from public view. It also has eliminated essentially any spectators in the stands. So it's going to be memorable for really the lack of a sort of a genuine Olympic enthusiasm just because of COVID. And the second issue is that to a large extent, China's well-documented human rights abuses, particularly allegations of crimes against humanity and genocide against the Muslim Uyghur population in Xinjiang, is really tainting this Olympics. And we see that in that there is a diplomatic boycott of the Games led by the United States and followed by several other major Western countries. And the narrative of China and China's human rights issues is something that is going to dog this Olympics at every step.
So is President Xi Jinping more concerned about domestic or international reactions to this Winter Games?
Well, it's clear that as in the case of the 2008 Summer Games, the 2022 Beijing Winter Games are a propaganda event for the ruling Chinese Communist Party. These games give the Chinese Communist Party the opportunity to highlight everything from its organizational capacity and its technological achievements in terms of infrastructure for the games and connections by railway. But it also allows the Chinese Communist Party to demonstrate to the Chinese people that China is a serious international player, that the Chinese Communist Party stands up there with major countries as a global power, along with the United States. And to a large extent, the messaging for this Olympics is going to be to the Chinese people because of the fact that, again, that the international narrative has really been so tainted and so stigmatized by the issue of the Chinese government's human rights issues.
Has the U.S.-led diplomatic boycott of the Games been effective in sending a message to Beijing? How would you contrast this boycott with previous Olympic boycotts?
Boycotts are difficult. And clearly, countries, including the United States, that have declared that there is a genocide underway in China's Xinjiang Uyghur region, were in a very awkward position. They could not countenance allowing senior government officials or the First Lady of the United States to be seen in photo opportunities with leading senior officials of the Chinese Communist Party while the Chinese Communist Party is implicated in crimes against humanity and genocide. So the compromise position, rather than a complete boycott, similar to what happened in 1980 against the Moscow Olympics in response to the then Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan, the compromise is a quote-unquote diplomatic boycott, which means that senior officials and diplomatic delegations don't go to the games. The Chinese government has laughed this off. They have asserted that such a small number of countries have signed up to this diplomatic boycott. I think the number of states that had signed up was in the single digits. The fact is that is a fairly paltry result and suggests either that the U.S., which initiated this diplomatic boycott, really wasn't interested in pursuing an international campaign to have a wider multi-state diplomatic boycott movement that could have sent a fairly strong message to Beijing, that they just kept it fairly low-key, or the majority of states have calculated that it's better for them to stay on in Beijing's good graces.
Philip, looking ahead to after the Olympics are over, what do you think will be President Xi Jinping's immediate and long-term political priorities? What are you going to be watching ahead of the 20th Party Congress this year?
2022 is a critical year for President Xi Jinping. We know from the sixth plenum meeting that Xi Jinping has essentially set himself up as the heir to the historical achievement and glory of Chairman Mao Zedong and Chairman Deng Xiaoping. To a large extent, Xi Jinping is on the road to creating a Mao-like personality cult. And we know also that Xi Jinping, several years ago, eliminated the term limits for the presidential and chairman position of the Chinese Communist Party. So Xi Jinping's eyes are closely fixed on the 20th Party Congress this coming autumn, in which he is widely expected to take an unprecedented third term, and which is essentially setting him up to be ruler for life in China. So this is a very important year as he balances the very complicated relationship with the United States, increasing tensions with Taiwan across the Taiwan Strait, and this ongoing battle with the coronavirus, in which Xi Jinping is clinging to this zero COVID strategy, but that is being tested severely by the much more contagious Omicron strain.
So do you see the international community mustering enough political will to take action against China over these alleged human rights abuses, or will this continue to take a back seat to economic priorities? What could turn the needle on this, perhaps?
I think what we're seeing is a lot of concerned rhetoric about human rights. But frankly, the historical record shows that countries' supposed international leaders and avatars of human rights, including the United States, the United Kingdom, and the EU, pay lip service to human rights issues. But in the end, issues of realpolitik, issues of economic and financial gain for countries take precedence. So I think we will continue to see a lot of rhetoric about human rights. We have seen the United States take the step of the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act law, which is going to put huge pressure on corporates that source anything from China, particularly from Xinjiang, that they will be forced to or compelled to prove that they are not including any ingredients, whether it's cotton or sugar or anything else, from the Xinjiang region. So that's going to be a challenge. However, the fact is that China is a massive and growing economic, diplomatic, and political power that all countries need to contend with and need to have substantive and reasonable relations with. But having said that, it's obvious that there is concern about China's growing military power and potential threat to destabilizing the Indo-Pacific region. So we see the emphasis on regional alliances with a military flavor. So we have the AUKUS agreement, We see the rejuvenation of the quad. And so we will continue to see an extension of this Obama-era approach of building alliances rather than head-on engagement.
Philem, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning. That was Philem Kein, a China correspondent for Politico based in Washington, D.C., explaining to us a lot of the thinking among U.S. Policy circles about how to deal with China ahead of the Winter Olympics that are due to start today.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.